making the vehicle switch at the moment, waiting for the air pressure and the airlines to build up.
I just got on 85 driving the truck today, so I actually have reception. It's pretty nice. I need to figure something out for the EV, I think. Might have to figure out if I can drill the hole or not.
Roger that. You sound good in the repeater this morning, too. Repeater's sounding good this morning.
We can have a good day like that, but I looked at it briefly when I bought the car, and there's definitely like a sheet of plastic or something over the roof panel, and I don't know what the roof panel is made of, if it's also made out of plastic or if it's a metal roof panel, so I need to start digging into it and see if I can figure out what that material is and if it can be drilled through. Drill through safely without hitting, I know there's the GPS antennas up there too, so there's somewhere in there, there's a bundle of cables going to that. I might just need to do some research and take it apart, maybe drop the headliner and see what's up there.
Roger that. Usually those cables run along the edge, except for to the dome lights. And I don't know if you got one of those, slide top roofs or moon roofs or whatever you want to call them nowadays, so that make a difference too.
So I'd have to go far back enough to avoid interference with that, but the reception problems I have in that car are just awful. You know, if I can't pick up the repeater until I get down to exit 80, and then if I lose it at exit 50, then it's not as good.
Well, I deal with a little bit of it myself, so I understand.
I forgot to throw Ken's radio in the truck before I left this morning, so I guess I'll have to fix it this weekend and get it back to him. I was going to try to do it today and maybe drop it off at his office on the way home today, but I guess that's not going to be a plan now.
No problem.
So it's definitely got that classic old school, you know, just starting to get some new technology in it. Look, it's got a little LCD on it, a bunch of buttons, and it looks like a fun little radio, but I think I can get it working again.
Be glad of that, especially for the price he's got in it. But I'm going to step out for just a second, close this gate, and then I'll be right back, Eric.
Roger, JKT.
Patrick, Mr. Eric, KO4MUS.
Hey, no speak. How you been?
Not too bad. Doing good. How about yourself?
I don't think I've talked to you since before the Hurricane Helene came through, have I?
I don't think so. I think it was right before the storm we all talked one morning.
During the storm.
We didn't have no damage, just lost power, that was it.
Yeah, well, we didn't have, we had lost some limbs out of the trees and stuff, but we were out of power for about a day and a half, and we were out of internet for about a week and a couple of days. But, we didn't lose any food. I had plenty of backup power for everything, and we were fortunate, so to speak, way more fortunate than our friends out west.
Sir, you're exactly right. We were blessed with that, and, it was basically the same with us. Like I said, we lost power, was out for about a week, but I had a couple of generators, and so we did good. I like some lambs and stuff, but that was, that was just to be expected.
We're
back at you, brother.
I'm off at exit 90 for my breakfast right now, so I'll be back in a few minutes. WTU, JKT.
Hope it goes smooth, KO4HK.
View, KO4MUF.
Early this morning, Jody?
All the normal stuff. It's right before our four-day weekend. We always do that breakfast.
Forgot about that. Well, I'm glad things are settling down a little bit for you. I know it's going to be a long time doing the cleanup, but at least you can get back on a normal work schedule, hour-wise, anyway.
We're doing so. We gotta go over to Green Pond, that big, park over there for Anderson County. There's like three crews going in there today to do cleanup. I guess they got some big fishing tournament next weekend.
Make it look good.
Some people putting a boat in the water.
And a lot of money, or money for the county. I don't say a lot, but it does bring in something.
Again, on what it brings in, so it does pretty well for them. Local businesses and stuff around there, they're the ones that do very well.
running this morning. Yeah, roger that. And I'm sure they need the help right now.
Doubt that a bit. I'm getting ready to change out oil in my truck. What is some of that better oil to use in that truck for that diff?
Mobil Delvac, it's a low ash content oil, so it doesn't clog everything up.
Yeah, okay, that's what I remember you were talking about that before, so I was just trying to remember the main name of it.
Sam's account is generally the best place I found to get it.
And that's where you found it out there?
The one in Easley has it. I bought it there before.
Go to. And what was the brand on that?
Like Mobil 1? It's Mobil 1 Delvac is what it is.
I gotta get ready to change my wall, so I figured I would go ahead and ask you again which one that was.
When I get stopped, I'll try to look it up right quick, shoot you a picture of it.
Appreciate it. If you remember, that's a hard thing to do these days, bud. You're busy.
Busy lately because still doing coordination for donations and stuff like that, so... along with trying to work, too.
KN4TFW Mobil.
Good morning, Ken.
Ken, KN4MU.
Morning, Jody. Hope everybody's doing well.
We're here, just getting this day started. And Eric's out getting his breakfast this morning.
Top shelf.
Down and check out your new, truck for work yet?
Yeah, I think it was Tuesday. We went down there and looked at it. It's again, F-250. I didn't notice what motor it had in it, though. But looks good. I mean, just a regular cab with a long bed and that. And it's got a lot of bells and whistles on it for a plain truck.
Cars are getting a regular cab. That way... you could make everybody else, or not make, but you could take everybody at one time, because I'm sure you use the truck for more than just supplies.
I mean, there's never been any more than two people in that truck in the 4 years I've been out there. It's just usually supply runs is all it is.
Mr. Patrick, maybe they just got him a gas engine. That way there's not as much maintenance.
Yeah, they got a gas V8, which one?
I have to see, the engineer may know which one it's got in it. And that, like you said, it's gas engine and everything, so it'll just be plain Jane, but I'd be doing good if I put 2,000 miles a year on it. But I've only put, it's only went up about 5,000 miles in 4 years.
Is probably just all road miles that you run to Home Depot or Sam's or something like that with it, right?
This run I've run it, it is Spartanburg down to Simpsonville to pick up something and come back.
And, lease it out or rent it out to Leon's company and they can send it after that quarter pallet they send him for a tractor and trailer.
It just seems like such a waste, doesn't it?
But I mean, you got to keep the supply lines moving, I guess.
I work for down south, gentlemen. I had to take a 53-foot box and take a 4x4 box from one side of the coast to the other side of the coast because it couldn't be in the weather and we didn't have a truck with a camper on it.
It'd have been cheaper to buy a camper for the truck.
I was like, man, this whole big semi, it was a tri-axle tractor, you know, because it was my low boy tractor. This whole big rig just to take this little box over there. Okay.
1 gallon jug by a truck line, mostly because you just the material that's in it can't be in the cab with you.
I know what was in the box, but I do know it was for one of the power plants, and it couldn't be outside.
a van, a delivery van from somewhere and just take the van.
Anything like that, but nope, I had to do that. So I was like, okay, here goes 6 hours of a day.
Send the generator from our plant to the Gaffney plant, and they grabbed the courier, $500.
My businesses aren't profitable.
Now, welcome back, KN4TFW.
Just a total disaster on the breakfast stop this morning. Quick Trip was out of Coke Zero, so whatever the pilot got it there, and now there's a long line at the Bojangles to grab my biscuit. So just an interesting morning.
Those in the last couple of years, it seems like, don't have this, don't have that. And I don't know. It's not what it used to be.
Once they declared that inventory was the devil, you know, nobody has anything anymore.
Just-in-time thing is showing its ugly head.
A little bit of frost on some of the cars.
No frost up in Shelby this morning.
It was 29 when I left, but it wasn't a lot of frost on anything.
Too much wind at the house. Settled.
For the rest of the pepper plants yesterday.
That moon is this morning. You could have harvested to the last night and it wouldn't hurt.
Comet last night.
Too late.
Kyle, isn't it?
Jeez, I think it was supposed to be the brightest last night, but you're supposed to be able to see it the next few evenings and then with like binoculars.
Before, you know, right at dusk is when the best time to see it, what I heard.
Good view of the western horizon.
I might have to take a peek at it tonight and see if I can see it. I think it got out there too late last night and I missed it.
Then Eric gonna try to come to the Stone Mountain Ham Fest. I asked Jody yesterday. When is it? It's the weekend of November the 9th, I believe it is.
It's a pretty low chance of me going. It's such a long drive for me to get down that way.
Even a lower chance for me, KN4TFW. Up for our trip to the Outer Banks, if it's still there.
Outer Banks didn't have any problems that I know of. I didn't hear nothing about it anyway.
Hurricane season, anything can happen, right?
Storm they have down there right now.
They said it was like a 60% chance of turning into like a hurricane, but now they're only giving it a 30% chance, so not really sure. Until later to call it so that you don't have no time to prepare. Today they listed all the towns up there in western North Carolina that were open for tourism and that, and the ones that weren't.
Those was really short and one was really long.
Business was really long.
I don't get that, because they're still trying to recover bodies and debris everywhere, and you can't get to some of these places, so I don't see how they're open for tourism.
About everything west of Asheville they called open, and everything east of Asheville they were calling closed.
Understand, if you look at it as four quadrants, there were 26 and 40 cross that northeast section from Asheville. There is what got hit the worst.
Duke released some lakes.
Because the river starts in Transylvania County where I live and goes around itself in Avery, Yancey, Mitchell, Henderson County, all those over there to the east. And as the water goes that way, it collects. And then the dams overflow. We had the floodgates open, but it was still just overflowing the dams. As far as I know, no dam had major breaches. They did suffer damage, but no major breaches.
That answers my question. That makes sense.
Came pretty close.
Well, some dams that were real close, and some of them that did breach a little bit, but I didn't think it was any significant, you know, water coming out of them for that reason.
Lake Lure, Lake Summit, they were all real worried about those breaching, with major breaches, but they survived. They're working on them now, trying to shore them up. Some of the dams had spillway damage, where they can't open and close the floodgates like they need to, so they're having to work on all that stuff. So they did take damage, but luckily they're all still standing.
I think the Lake Lure Dam held up because it was already on the concern list of neglected dams that was behind on maintenance and had some issues that were supposed to have been addressed years ago, and they were just not because of money. So, yeah, it's just fortunate that it held up.
It holds it up for us, you know, keep that from breaking, because that would have been bad.
Everybody downriver of the dam, because they thought it was going to go, and that would have been bad, but fortunately it held up.
I had to go over here to, I'm trying to think, was it Saluda? Or one of them rivers right over here. We had to get in there and make sure all the road clear, was clear and stuff, because that's what they were doing, talking about evacuating them.
Evacuating everybody along the French Broad River in, you know, Cleveland County, because the Broad River comes down through Shelby and then goes down towards Gaffney. But yeah, they were evacuating everybody within, like, you know, a half a mile of the dam, or of the river, because of the levels that they might have seen if the dam broke. So it was a big evacuation, and just fortunately nothing happened.
Definitely, that's a good thing.
Wake-up call about these municipalities that are responsible for maintaining this infrastructure.
Wake-up call. We need more money.
That same thing I was thinking, KN4 TFW. County's wanting an extra penny tax and everything on this, coming up this vote. It's like, yeah, that's not happening.
I would just like to see them quit wasting all the money they do have now, before they start asking for more.
Revenue stream for something, and then they won't use it for the thing that they said they were going to use it for. Because they could collect something in the pass bill, you know, Lake Lure is a hydro dam, right? So you could, you know, you could add a levy on the power that it generates, but then, you know, they won't use it to maintain the dam. They'll take that money and spend it on something else.
Sorry, I doubled with you, Eric. Go ahead.
That even if they did pass some kind of revenue stream to pay for it, the politicians will end up using the money for something else and then neglect the dam. Is probably what happened in this case, is that they had money for it and then they ended up spending it on something else.
Just like Transylvania County, though, where I'm at, they raised county taxes to pay for school improvements and then wasted every bit of it on having architecture drawings and models made up, so now they had to come back and ask for more.
Even just the regular, you know, street light, they got to have the fancy ones and that.
You know, folks spend on models or drawings is outrageous sometimes.
A school doesn't need to be anything more than a rectangular box made of bricks.
Need to be some high fancy building. I mean, the kids don't care what it looks like.
It's like the Pentagon, you know what I mean? But anyway, gentlemen, I'm about to pull into my little parking spot, so on y'all's final, I'm going to say 7-3s, enjoy your day, and God bless.
Hope you have a great day, KO4HK.
7-3, Jody, KN4TFW.
7-3, Jody, good talking to you this morning. Have a great day, WTJKT.
Cones down there by the 80 and the 78, and that was, they were working on the side of the shoulder.
No, they weren't. There was nobody there doing anything anywhere.
Keep the cones up so they don't have to keep putting them out every day. Cause when I came by yesterday evening, that's what they were doing. But they were, you know, they were working in a 100-yard section, and then they had 2 miles of it blocked off.
Yeah. day before last, yeah, there was nobody anywhere doing anything. It was just the cones were out, they had the lane closed, but there wasn't a worker to be found anywhere.
Some kind of northbound detour down there around Highway 14, down there around the 57, but I don't know if that'll affect your afternoon commute or not.
That's not what I need this afternoon, for sure.
Affecting getting off at the 57. It's like you got to go up to the next exit and cross over and come back and everything to get off at it. They're working on the exit ramp, I believe they said.
They got some kind of obstruction in the right lane here at the train bridge. Everybody's having to get over at the last minute, so I wonder if they left a single cone out or something.
Monday, those cones, those barrels took a beating on Monday, man. People were hitting them and they were flying everywhere.
All broken down under the train bridge here on exit, here near exit 80.
Back yet?
No, I'm picking up another load of firewood for my buddy at Anderson today.
Supposed to.
The old turbo, the control vane was binding up. So it wasn't getting the right amount of boost all the time, but yeah, it's a lot smoother now.
Make sure I got this to my guy about doing that diet plan for you, and he said yes.
Yeah, shoot me a text with his number or something. I'm not going to be able to do it right away because I got to pay for this thing first, but I'd like to call him and discuss the details.
We'll try to shoot you that information today.
Sign says road work ahead, expect closures. It was saying no access to Tennessee via North Carolina. So did they open something up?
But somebody told me yesterday that they opened I-40 west of Statesville again. I'm not sure how far over it still goes, but because I know I-40 is still closed at some point. But I think they are allowing some traffic to go west on I-40 from Statesville now. Quick pit stop, WTJKT.
Plans for the weekend?
Special for this weekend. I'm going to take the car up there to Toyota place. They got an appointment for some kind of scheduled maintenance that's popping up on the screen. But other than that, not really. We talked about maybe canning some stuff, but I don't know if we're going to do that.
I think this weekend is going to be some more vehicle maintenance for me.
Get this thing ready for going up there to Kentucky, and then next month going out to the Outer Banks, and then so we'll see how it works out.
To the Outer Banks. Gonna leave after Thanksgiving or the week of Thanksgiving?
That Wednesday night, because Susan has to work that Wednesday, and then we'll, as soon as she gets off, we'll run up to her sister's house in Raleigh, and then our camping trip is Thanksgiving Day through Monday up there. So I think her sister's going to stay through Sunday, and then we're going to stay through Monday. And they're providing turkey and desserts. So it's one of those bring your sides and that. So we'll see how it works out.
Sounds like a good time. I hope you enjoy it.
I haven't been to the beach in the wintertime, but it looks like it's only going to be in the 50s, so that won't be bad.
It shouldn't be bad. You're going up to the Outer Banks in North Carolina, right?
It's KOA there in a town called Rodanthe.
Emily lives out that way.
Out there, we went way south of there.
We were that town's at, but I know they're out there in the Outer Banks, and the northern part of the Outer Banks.
The main road is number to get onto it, but when you go if you go north, you head towards Kitty Hawk and those places. I think it's more commercialized. If you head south, once you go to the National Seashores, and once you get past Rodanthe, it's pretty much, not too much stuff down there.
Well, I've got family that lives up toward Kitty Hawk, and I've got someone down in the Nags Head area, that there, and then some down in Buford, South Carolina. So they're spread out along the coast there.
KN4 TFW.
Be back.
Looking for.
Terms of QT. It turns out when you drink a big coffee and a big soda first thing in the morning, you know, because sometimes it just, you know, makes you have to stop.
Yeah, especially if it's cooler outside, right?
Well, I have arrived at my first stop, so y'all enjoy your day. I hope both of you have an excellent day, and good to talk to you this morning, and hopefully I'll catch you this afternoon. KN4 HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, guys.
Have a safe day. KN4 TFW.
73 Patrick, have a great day, and well, maybe we'll catch this afternoon on my way home. W2JKT. Good morning, Ken. It's 6:08, and I'm still only passing the flag.
Smashed each other. You must have got off there at the 78.
This morning that I forgot to throw your radio in my truck. I was going to work on it at the office today, but I guess I'll have to just do it this weekend.
Sorry. See how antique that thing is?
And radio, I like the way it's laid out and everything, so yeah, I hope I can get it up and running again, but I think it shouldn't be too bad.
Get it in the truck. It's got some just like slides in and a couple of latches on each side. I'd never seen them mount like that before.
For it?
House, I just slid it out of it.
Yeah, it's a great looking radio. I don't know much about it still. Does it have a tone encoder in it?
I read up about it. I think it's one of the very first ones that Kenwood made back in like 80 or 81.
It does not have a CTCSS encoder in it, but I know some of the earlier Kenwood stuff didn't. I know when I got my license in 89 when I got my tech, somebody let me borrow a Kenwood handheld, but it did not have a tone encoder, so there were some repeaters I couldn't use it on.
I might not be able to use it on a 610, but probably the 285 and some other ones. Well, the 610 don't have a tone, right?
610 doesn't have a code. I don't think 285 has a code, so those two are good.
And then 5-2 would always work.
Computers that we use all the time don't have tones, so you're good to go there. But, yeah, do you remember what the model number was on this one?
It was a TR-7800.
When I get to the office, I got to see if I can find some schematics for it. Maybe doubtful, but I'm sure that documentation is out there somewhere. And then, read about it a little bit before I get into it this weekend. I might use it as an opportunity to show Tommy, our 15-year-old, a little bit about soldering and electronics and taking stuff apart and stuff.
Take the cover off, and it's like, yeah, this is not, definitely not me and that. But it should be built like a tank compared to today's models, right?
Those are fine. They're just more highly integrated, so they're, you know, unless you have some, you know, magnification, it's a little bit harder to solder with them. But, I mean, it sure is built like a tank, but, you know, the modern stuff is fine, too.
Away from the, like, the crystals that you used to have in the older level meter radios.
I think Kenwood HF radios have had VFOs forever, and a lot of the VHF, UHF stuff has probably been... I don't know, VFOs probably became a thing in the late 70s.
I wonder why I didn't get into it back then, because my father-in-law then, man, he was a Navy radio guy. And then, so I wonder why he didn't get into radio.
Because my dad's the same way. He's got his first-class general radio telephone operator's license and, you know, worked in AM broadcasting throughout all of his younger career and stuff, and is, you know, into radio and all kinds of stuff, but he just refuses to get his ham radio license, so I have no idea what that's about.
You know, he lived and breathed Morse code, and he loved it, and then, like you said, when he got out of the Navy, then he was a DJ at several different radio stations and everything, and I mean, as much as he loved it, it just surprised me that he didn't get into it.
fine.
Well, I've made it here. Bad as I hate you, I'm on say 7-3, and hope you have a good, safe trip into work and a good day, and we'll catch you again. KN4 TFW.
Great day and a great weekend. I'm working from home tomorrow, so it'll be Wednesday next week before I'm on the commute again. The kids don't have school Monday or Tuesday, so I got to stay home and babysit them. But anyway, have a great one. We'll talk again soon, Ken. W2 JKT 73.
Three on the radio, KN4 TFW.